World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Argentina got through, but the bigger story today is that a World Cup knockout win has immediately turned into an argument about fairness, power, and who gets the benefit of the doubt. Because once the final whistle went on Argentina against Egypt, the conversation did not stay on the football for very long. Multiple reports focused on Egyptian fury over refereeing decisions and on the perception, fair or not, that this tournament is beginning to bend emotionally toward Lionel Messi and toward the teams and figures people most expect to survive. That does not automatically make the complaints right. It does mean the mood changed fast. And when the mood changes that fast in a World Cup, that becomes part of the story whether FIFA likes it or not. That is where the tension actually is. And this is exactly where continuity matters. Yesterday, the question was whether the tournament would emotionally belong to proven stars after the U.S. exit. Today, the question is whether Argentina's advance has also pushed the tournament into a fairness and legitimacy debate. That is a very different kind of pressure. For me, that is why the Messi angle matters today. And not in the lazy, worshipful way people sometimes do it. Messi is not just the star of a winning team here. He is the face through which people now interpret the tournament itself. If Argentina get a big result in a controversial game, the reaction does not stay tactical. It becomes symbolic. Supporters who love him see destiny. Supporters on the other side see favoritism, hierarchy, and an old football power structure protecting its center. That is bigger than one match report. And honestly, that is what people are underestimating. Great stars do not just change games. They change how every decision around the game is emotionally processed. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. The human side of this is not only Messi either. It is also Egypt. Because controversial exits always land hardest on the people left explaining them. Players have to answer for moments they may feel were taken out of their hands. Coaches suddenly move from tactical managers to public shock absorbers. Federations start hearing demands for accountability almost immediately. Several reports pointed to anger spilling beyond the match itself, and once that happens, a close defeat stops being only a sporting loss. It becomes a national wound for a day or two, sometimes longer. That matters more than the scoreline. Now, if we move from the hottest emotional story to one of the clearest human stories, England suddenly have one. Jordan Henderson underwent surgery, but the reporting around him was not framed like a simple medical bulletin. The more interesting part is that he has not really left the emotional picture of this England side. And I think that matters. Tournament football is full of players who are unavailable on the pitch, but still central in the dressing room, central in the tone of the group, central in whether younger players feel the moment getting too big. England were already one of the teams under scrutiny because they have been judged on control, not just survival. That was the angle 2 days ago. Today, the angle is different. Today it is about whether an experienced team can absorb disruption without losing emotional balance. Henderson may not be able to solve a midfield problem with his boots right now, but veteran presence in a knockout run is not a fake thing. It is one of the few invisible edges teams actually believe in. That is the real warning sign and maybe the real test. There is another continuity story today, and that is Belgium. Yesterday, they were the team that broke the U.S. mood and ended the host nation's dream of carrying this tournament deeper. But if we stay there, we miss the real update. Today, Belgium are no longer just the authors of an upset from an American point of view. They are walking into a much harder tactical exam against Spain. That is why I would downrank any attempt to simply replay the United States elimination story. The fresh question is not what Belgium just did. The fresh question is whether Belgium can now control a match against a side that is more patient, more structurally demanding, and less likely to give them the same emotional openings. If Belgium's win over the U.S. was about composure and timing, the Spain game is about precision under sustained pressure. Those are not the same things. That is where the tension actually is. And while we are looking ahead, France against Morocco is one of those matchups that can look straightforward only if you read it too quickly. France still carry the authority of a team people trust deep in a tournament. But knockout football gets dangerous when a favorite starts to believe the bracket owes them a clean path. Morocco are exactly the kind of opponent who can turn control into anxiety if the favorite does not start cleanly. So for me, this is less about asking whether France have more talent. Of course they do. It is about whether they can keep emotional order if the game gets messy, physical, or delayed. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. I also think it is worth staying disciplined with the North American angle. There was continued chatter around heat, hydration, and difficult match day conditions in U.S. host environments. I would not elevate that above the football. And the sourcing around some of those items is softer than today's main stories, so it needs caution. But it does fit a broader truth we have been talking about. This tournament is not being played in a neutral, emotional vacuum. The host region keeps entering the football story, whether through crowd mood, expectations, travel, officiating noise, or now the physical conditions around the games themselves. For North American listeners, that is not a side note. It is part of what this World Cup is becoming. So when I look at the whole day, I do not think the cleanest summary is that Argentina advanced, England have an injury concern, Belgium have a huge match coming, and France remain dangerous. That is all true, but it is too flat. The deeper truth is that the tournament is getting more political, more emotional, and more symbolic at the exact point when the football is supposed to become clearest. The teams still alive now have to do more than win. They have to win cleanly enough to quiet the noise, calmly enough to survive the pressure, and convincingly enough to stop the story from being taken over by doubt. For me, that is the real dividing line now. See you tomorrow.